Many people outside the Western metaphysical, shall we say, crowd, when you speak to them of magic, when they hear the word magic, they conjure up pictures of hocus pocus, the illusory arts, trickery for entertainment. Some people hear the word because of their own superstitions or religious beliefs. They pshaw the word altogether. The whole concept is being inherently evil. And most of us, of course, when we see the word magic without a K at the end of the word, just see it as a word which is expressive of something fantastic beyond belief, something that mystifies us and boggles the mind. How would you define magic?
Well, magic is much more of a technical word. And if we go back to the beginnings of time, if you would, we see that many of our forefathers, in fact, used what we would call magic to accomplish their will. So if they wanted something, they would perform certain rituals and behaviors in order to influence the forces that were over them to give them what they wanted. So you could see corn festivals and corn magic and animal magic for the hunt, sex magic for children. And so at that level, it was a way of having control over the forces of life. Historically, we can say that there are primarily three methods of controlling life and the forces around us. One is magic, the other is religion. And the last one is science. Science and magic are closer than religion and magic or religion and science, because in both magic and science, you have an attempt to control outcomes by performing certain behaviors, certain actions, mixing things, certain things together. So on and so forth. And in a certain sense, magic was the prelude to science. With religion, you have more of a supplicatory thing where you're sort of pleading and begging the higher authorities to give you what you want. In magic and science, you're attempting to manipulate them to a desired outcome. Now, of course, magic and science are different than engineering, where engineering is technology per se. Science is more vertical in the sense that it looks for new discoveries, where technology is more horizontal, and what it does, it looks to take a discovery and refine it, and refine it, and refine it, and refine it, and make it more functional. Magic and science, of course, do differ in the sense that there are controlled experiments, there is manipulation of independent variables. For an example, you can't manipulate the pattern that the sun or the moon or any of the other planets have. So in that sense, you would call astrology a pseudoscience, because unless you control the independent variables, such as the amount of gas in a container or the amount of hours before an animal ate, or the amount of drugs that were introduced in the system, you can't really call it science. Science also has to be, you also have to replicate it. In other words, if you do something one time, that is not sufficient. You have to be able to, under the same conditions, do it over and over again. So this is why in magic, things are much more difficult than in science, because it's very difficult controlling the independent variables to get the desired results that the operator is interested in.